Support comes from World Harvest Foods and Strawberry Fields Cafe, 306 West Springfield and Urbana. Strawberry Fields Cafe features organic salads, sandwiches, and hot dishes, including vegan and gluten-free options. Also gourmet coffee and tea, desserts, and smoothies. Now serving breakfast Monday through Friday, 9 to 11 a.m. and Saturday from 8 to 11.
It's 8:56 and 42 degrees outside our studios in Urbana. It's time to check on the commodity markets on this Wednesday. And we bring in Bill Gentry from Risk Management Commodities in Lafayette, Indiana. Good morning, Bill.
Good morning, Brian. Glad to be with you again. Mixed choppy trade last night and into this morning, hoping for a little bit of a positive bias to solidify through the course of the day. Keep in mind, first notice day for December grain deliveries is tomorrow. Open interest in December corn stands at 115,402 contracts. Considering funds are short, one should hope for, could hope for, a little bit of a buying interest to surface. This morning, exporters sold 263,000 metric tons of soybeans for delivery to China during the 2017-18 marketing year. This was announced on the USDA's overnight reporting system. Exporters also sold 101,600 metric tons of corn for delivery to unknown destinations. Looking at current price action, December corn currently up a quarter at 336.5. March corn is 350.25, up a half as well. Next year's December corn, 383.5, up three quarters. Switching to the Soyplex, January beans, 995.5, up 2.5. March beans, 1007.25, up 2.5. And next year's November beans, just making positive on the day, 1007, up a penny and a half. December soybean meal, 326.5, up $3 a ton. And December soybean oil, 33.84, down 16. Switching to the wheat. Chicago December wheat, 414.25, up 3.5. July next year's Chicago wheat, 457.25, up 3. Kansas City December wheat, 411.75, up 2.5. And Minneapolis wheat struggling just a little bit basis to December. It's currently at $6 even, down 3.5. Looking at the other markets, crude oil is down a touch, but seems to be supported by lower OPEC production prospects. The dollar continues to chew through some moving average resistance and higher interest rates on the horizon should be supportive to the greenback. Budgetary numbers from the USDA yesterday showed USDA estimated 2018-19 corn acres at 91 million, crop size 14.52 billion. USDA also estimated soybean acres at 91 million with a crop size of 4.36 billion. USDA estimates for all wheat plantings, 45 million acres with a crop size of 1.815 billion bushels. The USDA pegged the 2018-19 corn ending stocks at 2.607, more than adequate, and soybean ending stocks at 376 million bushels. Keep in mind that these are budgetary numbers, not to be confused with monthly WASD numbers. Open interest numbers from yesterday's trade indicated more short covering probably took place in the corn, as open interest dropped about 30,000 contracts. Soybean numbers suggested a resurgence of fund buying, but the impact on prices was limited. Wheat appeared to have a nice bout of fund short covering yesterday, but the funds still have a significant short position. New contract lows yesterday, but the market finished on the plus side, so typically this is considered a positive situation. Trade is awaiting the release of the U.S. Environmental Protection Agency's 2018 mandates for biofuels, including soy-based biodiesel, which are due out by tomorrow. Finally, we'll get ethanol numbers shortly, which could offer some support for the corn market. Thanks, Brian, and we hope everybody has a great day.
All right, Bill, thank you very much. That's Bill Gentry from Risk Management Commodities in Lafayette, Indiana, updating us on commodities here on this Wednesday morning. And let's take a look at current conditions quickly here in our listening area. Right now in Urbana, sunshine 43 degrees, relative humidity of 50%, barometric pressure 30.30 inches and rising. 41 degrees right now in Charleston, Mattoon, 40 in Rantoul, 37 in Danville, and 35 degrees in Decatur. In your forecast from meteorologist Andrew Pritchard, mostly sunny skies with a high of 53 degrees, wind out of the north-northeast at 5 to 10 miles per hour. Mostly cloudy skies tonight, a few light showers possible with a low of 40 degrees. Could see a little more rain tomorrow than decreasing clouds and a high of 53. This is Illinois Public Media, WILL AM 580, WILL FM 90.9 HD3 Urbana. It's 9 o'clock.